It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each week, we take a look at Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, columnist for MLive.com. Governor Snyder's been calling for increased funding for Michigan roads to the tune of $1.2 billion a year. And this is one of the items he hasn't gotten a lot of traction on so far. Susan, Governor Snyder proposed an increased fuel tax and a hike in vehicle registration to raise this money. Are there other proposals out there?
There have been any number of proposals. Senator Pat Kolbach in the Senate has tried to come up with efficiencies and creative things like even selling off our highway medians for farming as a way to raise some money. I mean, as so that we don't go down the road of a tax increase. Pretty much if there is an idea out there for road funding, it has been talked about and explored. But we tend to keep coming back to this idea of the sales tax and vehicle registration fees and rejiggering the gas tax, because those are pretty traditional methods. And it's a little simpler if you're trying to raise $1.2 billion.
Michigan, the reason we keep going back to this kind of sales tax issue is Michigan is relatively unique in that it has a sales tax on top of its state and federal gas tax. And that sales tax doesn't go to roads. It goes to schools and revenue sharing. And there's only about three or four states in the country where all the taxes at the pump don't go to roads. Michigan is one of them, and I think legislators are looking for a way to be able to say that every dime or every cent you pay in taxes at the pump is going to go to roads. But that creates pretty big holes in other budgets, particularly schools and revenue sharing.
Susan, beyond the driver experience of the roads, how important is this kind of infrastructure investment for the state as a whole?
Well, for the business community, it's very important. And, you know, you'll notice that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, for instance, is, you know, one of the biggest backers of the idea of increasing road funding, even if that means raising taxes. If you look at the polling, they do care about roads, but education and the economy consistently come in much sooner on their list of priorities. And so I think that's why it's been difficult, because they're not getting this groundswell of pressure from their constituents on the issue.
So I want to hear from both of you. What will you be watching for in the coming months as we move closer to an election season and this continues to be an agenda item? What do you think needs to happen to make road funding increase in Michigan? Ken?
Well, as I said, I think the legislature is trying to figure out a way to raise taxes without getting blamed for raising taxes. And the only way to do that is to put something on the ballot for the voters themselves to decide. That's why you keep hearing about this notion of increasing the sales tax from 6 to 7%, and then using that money to either backfill schools and revenue sharing or put it into roads.
But, and that's something voters would have to agree to.
Yeah, Michigan Constitution requires voter approval for a sales tax increase to go from, say, 6 to 7 cents. But I think the legislature is trying to figure out a way to put something on the ballot that would get more money into road infrastructure, but where they're not really blamed for doing it.
Susan, do you see a path to what Ken is suggesting?
Well, there is a risk in still leaving it up to the public with a popular vote. There are a lot of anti-tax groups and Tea Party groups that still believe that actually just voting to authorize a tax vote is equivalent to a tax increase, and they will respond accordingly, threatening to primary Republican lawmakers, for instance. So that's a huge political risk for a lot of Republicans, especially in those safe Republican seats. For Democrats, they have to decide, do we want to be on record for a tax increase, and we could be hit with this during 2014 for the election? Are we taking away an issue that we could hit Governor Snyder and Republicans on for even proposing it? As with everything, politics is a huge factor.
Susan Demas is a columnist for MLive.com, and Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.